Today on The Connection, it's our special First Friday broadcast when we move into the studio with Skip Heitzig.
Anybody who is interested in deepening their walk with the Lord, learning some theological and some ethical issues that we all deal with in this world about the Christian life, they want answers to those questions. They want to get deeper in the Word. They want to discover their gifts. They want to explore what God has for them in the future. And in a concentrated time and form, be able to do that with other students. I encourage anyone to do that. There's a light that shines from the world to see. It's the light of Christ set for you and me. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Today on this First Friday broadcast, we are talking about an opportunity to get practical training for Christian service. Whether you are interested in a better understanding of Scripture, or you are someone who wants to be in full-time ministry, you'll want to listen to this special program with Skip Heitzig about the School of Ministry and Shepherd School in Albuquerque. Steve Ryman is your host today. Let's go into the studio and join Steve with Skip and Dr. Nelson Walker.
And welcome into this First Friday edition of The Connection. I'm Steve Ryman, sitting in with Pastor Skip Heitzig. And Skip, we're excited to find out more about some of the things that have happened over the past several years here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yeah, we're in particular talking about our School of Ministry, and we've had that for some time now, but we're wanting to add a little bit to that, and that is to provide a School of Ministry and then a Shepherd School on top of that to train men for the ministry.
We have a lot of great information about the school coming up in this time we'll spend today. But Skip, let's back up a little bit. Tell us about the education that you've received.
Well, Steve, mostly my early education was a discipleship education. I sat under teaching. I was inspired by it. I think that ministry is caught rather than taught. It can be taught and it should be taught. But at first it's caught. People see something, experience something, and want to be a part of something. I think that's how the disciples worked with Jesus, and that motivated them on from those nascent early beginning experiences to do more and to go more places. So I was sitting under great Bible teaching at Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa under Pastor Chuck Smith. He has been a longtime pastor there, and he just taught through the Bible. And it was so inspirational, so motivating that I wanted to do more. I came out and started the church in Albuquerque. And it wasn't until a few years later that I decided I wanted to add to my formal education. I had some informal education, but there were just certain subjects I was lacking in. And so after pastoring here and the church was growing and already sizable, I had a little more time to spend on a master's program through Trinity Seminary, where I could learn philosophy of religion, I could learn some integrative theology and systematic theology, I could learn the original languages a little bit better. So my master's degree was through Trinity Seminary, which has an adjunct program here in New Mexico.
And also joining us in studio today, one of the assistant pastors at Calvary of Albuquerque, Nelson Walker. Nelson, welcome into the studio. We've heard that you've recently completed your doctorate. Can you tell us a little bit about your education and how it's affected your studying and teaching?
Well, certainly. I actually started my education when I got saved. I was still in the military. And so I found very quickly you either were or were not a believer. There really was no middle ground when you're rooming with 60 other guys. And from there, I was picking up tapes from Pastor Chuck Smith. I had visited his church on one weekend, wound up saved, and got a bunch of tapes. And so I spent about a year in the military. And when I got out of the military, I started attending various schools while working and being involved in ministry. And over the years, have gone back to school, gone into ministry, gone back to school, gone into ministry, and most recently was able to complete my doctorate.
I should also at this point mention that Nelson is the dean, I guess. He is the supervisor of our School of Ministry right now. and he's been doing that for a number of years. He senior pastored his own church in Arkansas for a while, and then he moved out to New Mexico, and the Lord just made obvious this guy has great gifts and a great background, great knowledge, and we wanted to utilize that in training people for the ministry. So he came on board for our school of ministry, and we've been blessed ever since.
I love the educational field. I find it is probably my greater strength, greater than being a pastor, though I love the pastorate. I had been through different types of ministry and had learned a lot of bad ways to do things, bad ways to educate, bad ways to learn, things that worked, things that didn't work. And when Pastor Skip gave me the opportunity to work with the School of Ministry, I jumped at it. So we've been developing it since I started teaching the School of Ministry. We have rewritten most of the curriculum. We have redone most of the books that we're using, and most recently have been able to develop a second tier, which is geared more toward the training of pastors specifically, whereas the School of Ministry is geared to all people, men, women, all age groups. Whether they're just coming out of high school or whether they're recently retired, it is a school that prepares them for ministry in whatever capacity that might be, whether they enter the professional ministry or whether they just are ministers within their own home life and work atmosphere. But this other school that's being developed is specifically geared toward preparing men to assume pastorates as excellent expositors of God's Word.
Although folks may not be familiar with the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque, and you know the purpose of today's program is really to educate them about that, it really does, Pastor Skip, have a history.
That's right. There are a bunch of alumni out there from schools of ministry in the past. I'll tell you how it started. I went to China one year with two other pastors, Mike McIntosh from Horizon Christian Fellowship in San Diego, and Pastor Chuck Smith, who was invited by the Chinese government to see what they were doing in the cooperation with the churches in that country. So it was sort of a government-sponsored trip. I think they wanted to put a good face on Christianity in China because of all the stories that we have heard and know to be true that aren't good. So it was a PR trip. Well, what I noticed is that some of these churches really were doing the work of the ministry. That is, they were training their own people to go out and start churches. The seminaries are small, are few and small and filled. So they wanted to take their own men and women, train them, and especially men for ministry, to pastor churches in different areas. So it was sort of inspirational to me. Not sort of, it was revolutionary. After China, on the way back home, I had a couple days in Hawaii where I was on the North Shore in a coffee shop. Great place to be inspired, by the way. And just sat there under palm trees drinking coffee, thinking about a school of ministry here in Albuquerque. I came back pretty excited, and I shared that with some of our key staff and got them excited, and they would be involved in teaching it, of course. And then I shared it with the whole church, and we, a couple months later, had a startup date. It was a very short school of ministry. It wasn't even a full year, Steve. It was all of a few months from the winter to the spring, beginning of summer. So that was our first school of ministry. And since then, I don't know how many we've had. Nelson probably knows the exact number of years we've done it, but I just haven't kept track of it. Nonetheless, we've been able to see people go out equipped, and as Nelson mentioned, not just in professional ministry, but in a number of levels to equip them to be disciples.
Now, back then, I'm sure when you sat down, you prayed about it, there was a certain philosophy set up for the school. What was the philosophy then, and has it evolved at all, or is it pretty much how it was when it started?
It has evolved, though it keeps its core values, and it did have a philosophy, certainly, and still does. And that is, we want to train men and women to know God. You know, that it sounds so simple, and it's like basic Christianity. But here's the difference. It's like when you grow a plant in your garden or in the house versus trying to grow it in a greenhouse under ideal conditions, under carefully supervised conditions with the right amount of sunlight, the right amount of soil nutrients. That plant has a chance to thrive and be more fruitful. So we look at the School of Ministry philosophically as a spiritual greenhouse where people can come in a controlled environment. They're going to be getting very specific veins of information and be able to respond to that information, and then be able to respond at the end of that with a small little missions trip and then hopefully a well-crafted idea of where God wants them. So it's a year that at the end of that year yields some very wonderful fruit.
Now, we've taken a look back at the history of the School of Ministry, and I suppose each of you could kind of let us know where you see the school going in the future.
Well, we love to dream, Steve, here, and I encourage people to do that and to say, sky's the limit. What would God want? You know, Jesus gave a mandate, and it's still in vogue, I guess, in the church, and that is, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Make disciples of all nations. So we have to always be constantly thinking not only how we can train people to be strong here, but send them out. So, you know, we have been dreaming. When Nelson and I sat down along with some of the other pastors and thinkers, we thought, what could we do in the future? And we thought, well, let's get a second year and then a third year and then a fourth year and maybe make it even a bigger, and I hate to use the word, but institution out of it. That is a shepherd school for pastors, a worship school for worship leaders to go out with pastors. It's a great combination. And then even a mission school where we can train people to be ready for a cross-cultural experience and have a greater impact. So to minimize the learning curve that is always associated with a foreign mission field.
Pastor Nelson, what do you see for the School of Ministry in the near future, maybe a little farther down the road?
Well, for both, the School of Ministry first and then the Shepherd's School for pastors. The School of Ministry is a phenomenal program in that it covers the academics, but it covers it in the word greenhouse has been used. I also like the word pressure cooker. It covers it in...
That's because you've been in the military, my friend.
yes. Pressure cookers are good. They just... Everybody molds together, and there's so much practical ministry experience that's involved. I guess that's what gives the School of Ministry and what will be the Shepherd School an advantage, is that the people are not just learning in an isolated academic setting, but we have really developed a mentoring type system, and this is part of the future. We have developed many different avenues that people get involved practically in ministry. So they are doing the academics, but then they immediately apply it in some aspect of ministry. And the Shepherd School that is coming up is based on the idea that the men being prepared will already have a prerequisite Bible-type training. They'll understand the Bible. They will come in seeking God and seeking to be excellent expositors. They will have mentoring. They will have a very practical ministry where they will learn all aspects from the administration to the behind-the-scenes to, most importantly, how to exposit God's Word. The dream of this is to see a group of men enabled and equipped to go out every year and start churches and plant churches and then to see revival through church planting.
And we'll rejoin our discussion with Skip and Nelson shortly. But first, let's find out how you can get more information about the School of Ministry or the Shepherd School at Calvary of Albuquerque.
If you'd like to make 2007 the year that you get serious about further study of the Bible and practical preparation for Christian service of any kind, you'll want to consider the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque next fall. Whether you want to be in full-time work or want to be trained for what the future holds, we have seen hundreds of students find direction and training at the School of Ministry at any age or stage of life. For the Shepherd School, we are taking applications from men who are certain they want to be in the pastoral ministry. For either the School of Ministry or the Shepherd School, you can find information and download an application on the web at calvaryabq.org or call and request an application by phoning 1-800-922-1888.
You're listening to the First Friday broadcast of The Connection, where training for practical ministry is our topic. Let's rejoin our discussion with Skip Heitzig and Nelson Walker. Let's take a look back. We mentioned briefly the Shepherd School while talking about the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque. And Pastor Skip, how far back now does the Shepherd School go? Is this a new school, or is this something that's been going on for some time?
Well, Steve, it's a reconstituted school. We've had this before in years past, but it was in my office or in a classroom. I got a group of guys in the afternoon, and we talked about some hermeneutical principles, that is, the science of interpretation of the Bible. We talked about some homiletical principles, that is the crafting of messages. We did a little bit on history and theology, and it was a fun, great time to moderately or even mildly equip people for further ministry in the pulpit. This is a little different. What we're doing is kicking it off again with a little more intensive study. So it does have a relationship to the past, but we hope it'll be a whole lot better.
Now, we mentioned before going to the break that we would mention where some of these students have gone. Now, some of them have gone through that Shepherd School and gone on, mm-hmm. and others have gone through the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque. Can you give us an idea, maybe either one of you, where some of these students have gone?
Well, there's several, and they're scattered around all the way from Africa to Canada to New Mexico. I mean, they're locally and they're global. I think of the Howards that are over in England. I think of Terry Gray down in Texas and Jim Suttle down in Roswell. And, again, Sebastian Frappier, who's a French-Canadian up in Canada, went back to his home country to plant a church. And it's interesting, it's both in English and in French. So he has to do his sermon in gets two shots at it, one in French and one in English every Sunday.
Now, we've mentioned Albuquerque a couple times, but I want to really remind the listener, what a great opportunity from people really listening all over the world to take advantage of the School of Ministry. I haven't traveled so much, but here in the Albuquerque area, I see the fruit of the school. I see people who've gone through the school and maybe are running businesses or owning businesses, and they're applying a lot of the things that they learned in the school to run businesses and include ministry in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole nother mission field I think sometimes we forget about that in our local area, or as they go out into other parts of the world and travel, wherever they are, they're applying these things that they've learned in the school.
That's exactly right, Steve. What's great about it is that we're equipping people to walk with Christ on a daily basis in a secular environment, as well as to be better stewards of what God has given them at home. So we look at the School of Ministry as a way to further that, but also, and this is where the interplay between School of Ministry and Shepherd School comes in, to be able to test their gifts, because some people feel like, you know, I want to be in ministry. I don't exactly know what that means. I don't exactly know what my gifts are. I don't even know what my calling is, but I know I'm a Christian. I want to be obedient, so I'm going to do this school. That's great. We wanted to encourage that kind of discipleship, but then in that, we want them to discover their gifts so that by the end of the year, they can say, you know, though I'm called to ministry, because all Christians are called to some form of service to Christ and to his people, that not all are called to do what we're talking about in the Shepherd School. So we want to eliminate those sort of tire kickers, you might say, those uncertain ones in the Shepherd School. We're looking for people who know they are called and have been tested and are ready to take on a more serious calling so that at the end of that time, we can send them out to plant a church.
Now, the classes, I assume they would be somewhat different, maybe some similarities to what you'd find in the School of Ministry.
There would be similarities. I'm going to let Nelson talk because he's developed this curriculum more in depth, but it's going to be more in depth. I mean, there'll be a level of theology that's deeper than a School of Ministry theology. It'll be pastoral theology.
That's a pretty good analogy. The School of Ministry is a survey type school, New Testament, Old Testament, church history, apologetics, missions. We cover all the bases, and it's more of a bird's eye view of everything with a very good foundation. We don't cover it rapidly, but we cover it quickly, and it is covered in a way that the people in the school are exposed to everything. When we move into the Shepherd School, the beam narrows. The original languages, obviously, they will come out knowing how to work with Greek and Hebrew. There is a heavy emphasis on theology, understanding integrative theology, pastoral theology, differences between systems, Calvinism, dispensationalism, all of these different things that pastors really need to be able to grapple with and deal with. One of the main emphases in this particular school for the shepherds is the ability to teach God's word. Pastor Skip actually has a class. Let me back up and say this is a one-year program on a quarter system. And Pastor Skip will be teaching one of the classes where he goes through and takes everything he does to put together the messages, and he is teaching that method. But we're approaching the ability to teach from about five different directions. And without going into specific detail, the students will be given many different methods and skills to look at, exposit, teach, prepare messages, show different types of settings, how the people are learning. When they come out, the graduates of this school will understand how to handle God's word, how to rightly divide the word of truth, and how to present it in a way that is life-changing and dynamic.
Well, we've taken a close look at the School of Ministry and the Shepherd's School, one of the other schools, Pastor Skip, the School of Broadcasting, or AMP, as it's called. Could you tell us a little bit about the history and the purpose of the School of Broadcasting?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is so fun to integrate all these different schools and experiences together. The School of Broadcasting, or AMP, the Academy of Media Ministry and Production, we're so blessed here. We're sitting in studios right now that are attached to radio stations that service this state and even a couple other places. So we're able, with this gift God has given, the stewardship, to affect a lot of people. And there's guys like yourself, Steve, and others here on board who know broadcasting. They know the ministry. They've done it a long time. And they could train up the next generation of those who work in media. I was saved by watching a Billy Graham television broadcast. So the way media ministry has affected me has been dynamic, and a host of others. We believe in it. We believe in letting them hear the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. But it all has to be done through the technical know-how of running soundboards and equipment and radio waves, etc. And so we're able now to train people in media ministry here on the campus.
And for those that are interested, there is another class coming soon.
That's right. Fall of 07, here on the campus of Calvary of Albuquerque, that School of Broadcasting, or the Academy of Media Ministry and Production, where you'll learn video, you'll learn audio, you'll learn the basics of media ministry, and even more advanced classes available, coming in the fall of 2007.
Now, before we wrap up our time together, I do want to ask, Pastor Skip, what kind of student should attend the School of Ministry or the Shepherd's School?
Good question, because people are going to be interested in this and praying about this, and so we want them to understand where we're coming from. The School of Ministry, and we encourage anyone, not just locally, but anybody listening by radio who has the hankering to go on an adventure and move out here for a year from different states or countries. We've seen people from all over the world literally come to this school. We encourage them. We're going to help make arrangements so that they can do that. But anybody who is interested in deepening their walk with the Lord, learning some theological and some ethical issues that we all deal with in this world about the Christian life, they want answers to those questions. They want to get deeper in the Word. They want to discover their gifts. They want to explore what God has for them in the future. And in a concentrated time and form, be able to do that with other students, I encourage anyone to do that. Now, when it comes to the Shepherd School, we're looking for shepherd material. We're looking for pastor material. We're looking for people who have a deep desire, and I'll say this, an unquenching desire. If somebody's saying, well, I kind of want to be in the ministry, but I kind of want to start a business, I'd say go start a business. We want people who are really serious, undaunted about the perils that are coming their way to get into this Shepherd School. And moreover, we want those who have been tested to some degree and believe they have, or know they have, the gift of teaching. We can come alongside that. We can give education. We can give original languages. But you know what? You can train monkeys to do stuff and elephants to dance, and we can train preachers to preach, but the preacher himself has to be gifted by the Holy Spirit with these gifts in at least their nascent phase, and then we can come along and augment that and hone that. But we're looking for a specific type of person when it comes to the Shepherd School, and we can't wait to see what God's going to do through them.
If you'd like to make 2007 the year that you get serious about further study of the Bible and practical preparation for Christian service of any kind, you'll want to consider the School of Ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque next fall. Whether you want to be in full-time work or want to be trained for what the future holds, we have seen hundreds of students find direction and training at the School of Ministry at any age or stage of life. For the Shepherd School, we are taking applications from men who are certain they want to be in the pastoral ministry. For either the School of Ministry or the Shepherd School, you can find information and download an application on the web at calvaryabq.org. or call and request an application by phoning 1-800-922-1888.
You've been listening to a special First Friday interview on The Connection. Again, for more information about the School of Ministry, Shepherd School, or the Academy of Media Ministry and Production at Calvary of Albuquerque, go to the web at calvaryabq.org or call 1-800-922-1888. Thanks for joining us today. Monday, we'll listen to the series from Matthew 24, Rumblings of War and the Prince of Peace.
You've been listening to a special First Friday edition of The Connection. This program is a presentation of Connection Communications.